Keeping people in their rentals is the new focus to stop people from becoming homeless. The government yesterday announced an extra $54 million for the program, of which $31 million will be spent on 67 intensive case managers and staff to work with high needs people. And a further $16 million will be used for extra social services. The Social Development Minister, Carmel Cipollone, says while the Associate Housing Minister, Chris Farfoy, will focus on keeping tenants in their homes, her ministry will be working with those who have ended up in emergency housing.
There's two sides to this. There's the sustainable tenancy side of things, which is Chris Farfoy, keeping people in their housing. And then for those that fall out and end up in emergency accommodation, it's the wraparound support to address the complex problems that we're seeing many people present with who end up in emergency accommodation.
Okay. Do you know how many people are homeless in New Zealand?
Look, the 2013 census, which is the most up-to-date information that we had, showed that there were 41,000. Obviously, you know, it would be good to have more up-to-date information, but that's the information that we call on for now.
So I suppose that raises the question, which National and other critics have said, that this is a drop in the bucket and just simply isn't enough, and that you need to be doing a lot more.
Look, there's no silver bullet to this, Corinne. It's going to take a range of initiatives to be able to address the housing and homelessness issues that we face as a country. When we came into government, this was definitely always going to be one of the biggest challenges that we had. But what we recognise is it is definitely the bricks and mortar side of things. Of course it is. And we're working hard to get those houses into place. In fact, we've gone ahead of what our target was with regards to the public housing build. But alongside that, there have to be initiatives to actually support those with the complex issues that we're seeing many present with.
Sure.
Social services have told us that. We've seen this actually done already, Corinne, and up in Northland, where our regional commissioner had been working with a particular motel that provided...
Sure, Minister, I don't think anyone's disagreeing with the intent of this policy. I guess the main criticism is that your government or Labor promised big action on this issue, yet we still see a wait list for social housing that has doubled, the time that people have to wait for a house has increased, and no real impact on that homelessness level, which you say is still 41,000.
Oh, look, but I mean, Corinne, we stopped selling state houses. We started building them. And we've already seen a massive increase in public housing, and we've got it on track to meet the 6,400.
Yes, but the wait list has doubled to nearly 12,000. So not putting aside that all the effort you are doing, it is simply not matching the promises when you were running to be government.
Oh, look, I think we always knew that this was going to be one of our biggest challenges coming in, and we always knew that we weren't going to be able to resolve this overnight. But the bricks and mortar side of things is happening with regards to the public housing build. And in the interim, whilst we still have the challenges from the housing crisis that was left unattended and non-responded to for 9 years, we've got to put measures into place to ensure that we are providing support to people who are presenting with complex and challenging needs. As we've said, you know, on multiple occasions, we want to be in a position where homelessness in this country is rare and non-recurring. And so that means responding to the holistic needs of the people that are presenting with homelessness problems or are at risk of becoming homeless.
Aren't we trying to understand what some of the driving causes are of this? And surely one of the big causes has to be partly rising rents and obviously a lack of houses. And the criticism of your government is that it's not doing enough on either of those scores.
We're playing a catch-up game, Corinne, and there is a lot happening in these spaces. And for me today, it's about talking about what the social service or social level of support will be available as part of our overall response. But as I said, it is just one initiative. It is just one of the responses that's required here because there is no silver bullet answer to the housing crisis we face as a country. We need a range of initiatives across ministries to provide support to the families that are needing it.
Just one final question. You mentioned this 2013 census being the last available data on homelessness. Is there going to be an issue with measuring homelessness in New Zealand because of the problems with the 2018 census?
Well, my understanding is that with regards to completion of the census, that was actually high, and so we'll just have to wait and see when we're presented with the information. But I've certainly not been given any indication that there will be any issue along those lines.
But when's the most recent update? Would you have expected to have an update on what the levels are, or is it still, are you still going with that 41,000 figure?
41,000 for now. I haven't been given an update for when we can expect more up-to-date information.